Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Messi. Messi with a record-breaking goal. 2-0 Argentina, number 55.
The Board of Governors approved the plan of expansion that will bring the National Hockey League franchise to Las Vegas.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Are you ready for a good time? Then get ready for the nightlife.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, California, Taco Man Radio is on the air. Check it. I am the Taco Man. No surprise there. For the next 2 hours, we're talking sports, a little smack, and we'll have some fun as well along the line. You can join me. Of course, I'm talking about myself and my partner in grime. I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. We'll bring him in just a second. But you can join us on the toll-free if you'd like. No guilt. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And if you don't want to commit yourself and come on the air, maybe because you're drunk or you're buzzed, or if you're living in Denver, you're smoking weed. I understand. $100 million worth of weed sold in a month. Nobody's probably even awake at this time. Or if you're awake, you're eating. You got the munchies. I understand that. Anyway, the bottom line is the guilt-free text line is hot and it's happening. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Zach Attack, when I say O.J. Simpson, what do you say?
Oh, he's a killer.
Oh, my God. He's one of the greatest running backs of all time. We'll take a look at O.J., the football player tonight, of course, on the Johnny Taco Radio Network. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from Fisherman's Wharf, the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. I am Taco Man, and this is Taco Man Radio.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Seth, that's Tyra. These are our favorite jokes of the week.
Well, it's the end of an era. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer resigned from his post on Friday, and just for old time's sake, he denied it. According to reports, President Trump is so unhappy with Attorney General Jeff Sessions that he is considering replacing him with former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Damn. That's like being so unhappy with your wife that you're considering replacing her with Rudy Giuliani. According to the Washington Post, President Trump is considering Ted Cruz as a replacement for Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And if you thought Jeff Sessions was bad, you were right. At a rally in Ohio last night, President Trump said that Abraham Lincoln is the only president more presidential than him. And then, this is weird, Trump invited him to the White House. President Trump today wrote an all-caps tweet saying, quote, "In America, we don't worship government, we worship God." Though I think most of us will happily worship whichever one gets you out of office first.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Yeah.
What is it? Sports Day, July 30th, 2017. Well, McGregor and Mayweather, of course, a big battle. Is it a big battle, or is it the biggest con to come along since P.T. Barnum and, of course, the circus? I'm talking about Conor McGregor, the MMA fighter. Of course, he's lost a couple fights in his career, the current lightweight champion of the UFC, taking on, of course, the undefeated Floyd Mayweather, Money Mayweather, 49-0, hasn't knocked anybody out since Ronald Reagan was president. It's been a long time. Of course, he's been promising to knock people out fight after fight after fight after fight, yet people keep buying his pay-per-views, which absolutely blows me away. As I, of course, I said many, many times, Floyd Mayweather has pulled off the biggest con since Paul Newman and Robert Redford in the movie The Sting back in 1972. But Mayweather and McGregor, the world is going to stop and take notice. I kid you not, there's $175 million already spent here. In other words, Mayweather's guaranteed $100 million bucks. Mr. McGregor's guaranteed $75 million. And get this, Mr. McGregor's never had a pro fight before. I mean, think about that. Never had a pro fight. In fact, the only one I can think of challenging a world champion out of the amateurs was probably Pete Rademacher back in, I think he was a 1956 Olympic gold medalist, and he challenged Floyd Patterson for the world heavyweight title in his pro debut. He knocked Patterson down, I believe, because Patterson had a bad chin. He knocked him down in the first or second round, but outside of that, he was drubbed. But I can't think of anybody worthy enough to step out and fight for the championship in their first fight, because that's what Conor McGregor will be doing, be fighting the champion of Floyd Mayweather, undefeated, 49-0. Of course, I said, not the most exciting guy in the world, but he is effective at what he does. And of course, this will make lots of money. Everybody's going to laugh all the way to the bank on this one. And you know what? I'm going to watch it. I'm not going to buy it. I mean, being a media guy, I can sort of sneak into clubs like Ricky's Sports Theater over there in San Leandro, California, get Zach Attack to come up for that. And we'll go over to Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California on Hesperian Boulevard, right near East 14th Street, International Boulevard. The bottom line is Ricky's rocks. And how do I know that? Sports Illustrated ranked Ricky's number two in the entire country as far as sports bars are concerned. In fact, it's not even a sports bar. It's a sports theater. And tonight, we're watching both the UFC 214 and, of course, Mikey Garcia and Adrian Broner on Showtime Championship Boxing going at the same time. There was a couple soccer games going on, Major League Baseball, you name it. Ricky's got it going on 24-7 as far as sports are concerned. That's Ricky's Sports Theater at Ricky's.com in San Leandro, California. Now, back to the mega fight. It is a mega fight, folks, because there's $175 million. I said, already up front. Think about that. One guy gets 75, the other guy's guaranteed 100 million bucks. Where are they going to get this money? They think they can raise this kind of money? Well, like I said, Mayweather's sold money, sold big pay-per-views in the past. Conor McGregor is probably the hottest MMA fighter going right now. What does this mean? It'll probably make a buck. No doubt about that. It'll make a buck. Will it be entertaining? It'll be entertaining until the bell rings. I think once the bell rings, if Mayweather's still got anything left, he'll just box the ears off Conor McGregor. It won't even be close. It shouldn't even be close unless McGregor can step on Floyd's foot and hit him about 10 times. Because with 10-ounce gloves, Conor McGregor will be fighting with gloves that are 150% bigger than the gloves he uses in the UFC. Now, if you don't think that's a significant a detriment to a guy that punches, think about that. 150% bigger and 150% more pad. That's going to take away some of the knockout punch out of Conor McGregor's punch. That's why I say Conor McGregor doesn't win this fight. He doesn't come close to winning this fight. If Mayweather were to lose this fight, it would be because he's trying to get a second fight or rematch. No. Because he got old. I mean, father time waits for no one, folks. I kid you not. Father time waits for no one. Manny Pacquiao, I'm going to stick on boxing just for a second, but Manny Pacquiao, of course, fought a few weeks ago in Australia. Looked terrible. Father time got him. Will father time get Mayweather? We'll find out August 26th. Live, of course, from the T-Mobile Arena in Paradise, Nevada. That's what they're calling it now. Paradise, Nevada, which is actually Las Vegas, Nevada. But it'll rock. I mean, Jay-Z's going to be there. Beyonce's going to be there. I mean, the world will turn out to watch this as far as Hollywood's concerned because of the fact that Lloyd's there and Conor's there. But I won't be there. I mean, I'll be at Ricky's Sports Theater over there in San Diego, California, hanging out with my buddy. Ricky's Sports Theater, August 26th. Check us out. We'll have the big pay-per-view there on all the screens. We'll have some stuff going outside as far as screens are concerned. The whole nine yards, we'll have it going on Ricky's Sports Theater. That is August the 26th, live on pay-per-view only at Ricky's in San Leandro, California. Now, we go to tonight's bouts, of course, on the big screen. Wow, UFC 214. Well, the light heavyweight championship. We'll talk with Zach Attack in just a second, but it was on the line, no doubt about that. John Jones going back for gold, baby. The ex-champion, of course, he's sort of been derailed and lost that title because of the fact he had some cocaine issues, he had some estrogen issues. He has female hormone problems. Imagine that. A world championship fighter at the age of 29 or 30 years old having female hormone problems. Is that possible? Think about that. Female estrogen. He had an estrogen blocker in his system. Why would you have an estrogen blocker in your system if you weren't trying to cheat and use steroids? John Jones is a cheat. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I love the way the guy moves, but everything he does from here on in has to be suspect, much like Brock Lesnar. Speaking of Brock Lesnar, talking about trying to get a comeback now after the suspensions up in the UFC, as far as his drugs, of course, he took the same thing that John Jones took, that estrogen blocker, which keeps your testosterone level at a relatively normal level. Because remember John Jones for that Daniel Cormier fight about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, where his T level came in at the level of an 85-year-old man. 85-year-old man. The guy's only 29 or 30 years old. It's impossible, right? No, it's not impossible when you're spooning around with those steroids. You mess with those steroids, your T levels go up and down. At the end of the day, John Jones will be suspect for the rest of his career, no doubt about it. Just like the great Anderson Silva. You can never look at Anderson Silva anymore after intestine positive, not once but twice with steroids, that he has taken some performance-enhancing drugs, a.k.a. Flintstone vitamins as well. Hey, that's What Is It? July 30th, 2017. You're tuned to the Johnny Taco Radio Show. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free text line. Hit us up on the guilt-free text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Live from the city by the bay, I am the Taco Man, live on Taco Man Radio.
Off-brand. It wasn't actual Cialis, but it was described to me as being a Cialis, and so I thought it was a Cialis, and I just took it. So
why does a guy like you need Cialis?
I have a huge cock, Joe.
It's too big.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, I saw a kid in Minneapolis fight once in Cincinnati.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Lawyers say they don't want the families of Nicole Brown and Ronald Goldman in the courtroom during the trial. They're afraid the presence of the family members will just remind OJ of how much more killing he still has to do.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
Checking out the Major League Baseball scores for Saturday, of course, July 29th, straight up the Tampa Bay rub. Tampa Bay came up short, a run short to the Yankees. The Yankees home now. The Yankees 56-46, looking good on top of the AL East, no doubt about the Yankees, of course. Aroldis Chapman winning this, of course, at He's a stud. There's no doubt about it. He's 4-1 now, but he's just really a stud. And, of course, the Yankees were quick to pick him up, and they spent some money doing so, and more power to the Yankees. When they spend money, the Yankees win. There's just no doubt about it. I think there's a common thread in the fact that when Steinbrenners have spent money in the past, they've been able to buy champions. That's the way they do things. They're trying to do things in the past, of course, in the recent past, by going through the old traditional draft like other teams. Well, guess what? The Yankees don't do it that way. The Yankees buy players. Remember Babe Ruth? Do I kid you not? Anyway, the Angels were 6-5 winners over the Blue Jays. The Giants came up short again to the Dodgers, 2-1. The Dodgers now 73-31. We'll talk to Zach in just a minute about Clayton Kershaw and his comeback. Of course, he got hurt about 5 or 6 days ago. Somebody tells me he's back rocking and rolling as I speak. The Mets were 3-2 losers to the Mariners. The Mariners winning up there in Seattle. What can I say about the Mariners except for the fact they're 52-63? I don't say, ho-hum. And the Mets, 48-54. The Mets are going nowhere real fast. The Astros lost, of course, in Detroit 5-3 to the Tigers. The Tigers looking good right now. Of course, the Tigers have got a losing record as well, but they've been winning of late. What does that mean? A lot of mediocre teams in baseball right now. Zach, why is there so much mediocrity in baseball right now? Why is nobody's like the Yankees are standing out and Houston standing out and a couple other teams are standing out, but not really, how can I put this? It seems like a lot of mediocre teams are like ruling baseball. That seems to be the rule.
Are you just saying that as a Giants fan?
Well, no. The Giants aren't mediocre. The Giants are poor, and I don't want to use that word, but you know what I'm talking about. The
right,
Giants
but you named two other teams, but the team with the best record right now happens to be the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I did, Zach, in case you missed it, I did bring up the fact, I just did highlight the fact they have a great record. I just did highlight that. And of course, Clayton Kershaw. Now, what's the story on Clayton Kershaw? How did he get hurt?
He's had kind of a lingering injury the last couple years, you know. It's a back injury. And supposedly it's not as bad this time, but we'll see. But he's missed time like three of the last 4 years.
Yeah, of course, the little motorcycle incident a few months ago in Colorado didn't help things out anyway at all. And, of course, he's now going to take that back. That was Bumgarner. And, of course, now he's going to try to match his skills down the stretch. Will he be able to keep himself together? The Dodgers could possibly win without him, but I think they're going to win certainly with him. Is that a good way to put it?
No, I definitely think you're right. The timetable on his injury is 4 to 6 weeks right now.
He's already throwing. He was throwing today.
Yeah, so I think he'll be back probably on the low end of that. I don't think it'll be 6 weeks, probably closer to four. And like he said, it's not as bad as it was last year. And last year he was able to come back and still play in the playoffs. So I'd expect him to be back for the playoffs at the very least. But hopefully he can get like a couple starts in before the playoffs to get, you know, back on track.
Yeah, but last year he said that he wasn't 100% coming back. He didn't feel he was 100%, you know. So I don't know. Is 80% of Clayton Kershaw better than 100% anybody else?
Probably. I mean, the we got to give credit to Max Scherzer, though. He's had a really good year, and he might this year might be his year to win the Cy Young. I think he's pitching really well. But I don't know. I still would – if you made me choose, I'd still have to choose Kershaw for if you could only choose one pitcher for your team.
Do the Dodgers sell out Chavez Ravine every game?
Almost every game. I know they've had the highest attendance the last couple of years, and their attendance is usually good. And it's one of the bigger venues. I believe it holds like 55,000, somewhere around that. So they do well with the sales there. And the atmosphere at Chavez Ravine is good, I would say.
Okay, so it looks like the Dodgers are essentially 73-31 at this point in the season with like about 60 games to go to win the NL West. Of course, Arizona is coming in second at 60-44. But that's 13 games back. Colorado, 14 games back. The Giants... How many games are the Giants back here? They don't even have a stat for the Giants. They're 33.5 games back. But I thought like the Giants were like off the board as far as being in the they're 33.5 games back. The Giants, wow. What can you say about this? What happened to Johnny Cueto this year? What happened? Last year he was like maybe like a Cy Young looking guy. What happened?
He's just had a kind of a down year, you know. And he did win the World Series with the Royals too, correct?
So I believe, yeah.
Yeah, so he's definitely a good pitcher, but, you know, everybody has down years sometimes. It's not like he's terrible this year.
Okay. The Washington Nationals, 61-40 on top of the National League East. Of course, the National League Central, the Chicago Cubs on top with a take that back. They're almost tied, but 55-48. The Cubs can be one of those teams like the Giants did a few years ago. This, like, could stick around and be, like, not the greatest team in the world, but win at the right time. Remember when the Giants won at the right time and won the World Series? They were sort of struggling, and then the end of the year, they won a few games at the right time. And I mean, it's all about timing here. And I think the Cubs, if they play their marbles right, they can get themselves into the playoffs, but they're probably not going to beat the Dodgers.
No, I don't think this year. But, you know, speaking of timing, the Dodgers are winning all these games right now, but now then Kershaw goes down. And, I mean, we'll see because there's still a pretty good chance that they're not going to make it based on that. You know, that's a major blow, and they might end up losing a bunch of games. I don't think that's going to be the case, but you just never know. I don't know if they got hot at the right time this year. You know, and maybe they'll be able to continue playing like they played, but who knows?
Sometimes great teams, Zach, they improvise. When one guy is, it's like a chain, and a motor, it's like a bicycle chain.
You know, I mean, the other links may make up for the weakness in the other. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is, I think the Dodgers will rise to the occasion with or without Clayton Kershaw, and they'll be in the fall finale come October. Or are they gonna have the World Series in November this year, or what? Is it pushed off to Thanksgiving now?
As far as I know, it's still in October.
I know. I was joking, man. But they just keep pushing this thing along, man. They keep pushing it along. Good Lord. Anyway, we're talking sports, folks. Sports, anything else you want to talk about, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free text line. And that means if, like, you're drunk, you got a buzz, you don't want to say something stupid on the air, you know, get embarrassed. Anyway, you can text us, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We'll get to combat sports in about 10 minutes here on the Johnny Taco Show, but still a bit of a shocker here. I just got a text here. Some guy just shot me a text that Daniel Cormier was crying in the octagon tonight after John Jones knocked him out.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I think, you know, it might be a little premature, but it might be time to retire. I mean, mentally, he's about 38 now, you know, and he just got knocked out by his biggest rival in a rematch. I don't know. What do you think about that?
He's got the body of a 45-year-old truck driver.
Yeah, he's never been in the greatest physical shape, huh? Yeah,
but he was able to claim that he was a light heavyweight champion because of the fact that John Jones got in trouble.
Yeah, and you know what? I thought he won the second round. I thought he edged it, but the third round, he definitely didn't win that one.
Okay. Back to Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers now. The Dodgers are the odds-on pick to make it to the World Series this year as far as the National League is concerned. Who would be the American League favorite, the Yankees?
Either the Yankees or the Astros. I would actually probably say the Astros are the favorite right now.
Why? What do the Astros bring to the dance that would move the Yankees out of the way?
Well, they got a lot of good young players, and right now, I mean, I might be mistaken, but I believe they got the second best record in baseball, the best record in the American League, and you know that they have a lot of like talent, I would say, and they've really improved the last couple years.
You know, I had Larry Merchant on the show this morning. He was talking about the brain damage in the NFL, the fact that 110 players out of 111 players tested after they died, tested positive for CTE, a.k.a. chronic brain damage. We'll talk about that in depth in hour number two. But was that a stunner or what?
Well, not to you and I don't think. I mean, I think we would expect that there's a lot of brain damage.
But not 110 out of 111. Not even I thought the numbers were that high.
Yeah, you got a point there. Maybe not that high. I think
probably the only guy that didn't have brain damage was a coach.
Yes. Some of these coaches might have it.
Well, we don't want to get into coaches' mentality. No, but think about that. 110 of 111 people, folks, talk about this in depth. The New York Times went into it. We'll bring in Larry Merchant, hour number two. He'll talk about it. Of course, he was the pioneer as far as these CT and brain damage stuff was concerned. He ran a special with Brian Gumbel about 20 years ago on HBO Real Sports. And, of course, I've been talking about it for years, and everybody sort of poo-pooed it. I mean, Zach, they poo-pooed it. I was bringing this up 4 or 5 years ago. People were saying to me, why are you talking about guys getting knocked out for? Why? The reason why is that, obviously, what's happening now, I mean, chronic traumatic, whatever you want to call it, CT, chronic brain injury, contact sports, they go hand in hand right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It's definitely a dangerous game.
And, Zach, the mere fact that I survived 52 amateur fights and all those years with boxing and I have any serious brain issues that I know of. I mean, some people around me might think I've got brain issues, but at least I don't have any cognizant deficiencies and things like that. So I got out lucky, man. And I tell you, I don't know if I would do it over again knowing the risks involved. I really don't know if I would. Maybe, I don't know, because I'm an old man now, but I'm just saying is, if I was smart as a kid, I probably wouldn't do it. In other words, I wouldn't want my kid boxing, and I definitely wouldn't want my kid playing football. And if he came to me and said, could I box or play football, I'd probably go for boxing first.
I think so. It's crazy to think that because just on the surface, you would think it would be more dangerous, you know, boxing. But I don't think so. I mean, because you're not putting all your weight into boxing shots like you are with football. In football, you're literally throwing all your weight plus your pads into somebody.
No, but you missed the most important part there, the helmet. The helmet. You're using that helmet. The helmet is steel.
That is a very good point. And I mean, when that makes contact, it's not quite like a boxing glove with
no,
the padding.
No, but they're trying to say that it's, you know, it's not steel, it's plastic. It's steel. I mean, get hit by a piece of metal or get hit by a helmet, it's going to feel the same.
And the speeds these guys run at, I've heard that playing an NFL game, a lot of times the next day you feel like you've been in like multiple car accidents.
Yeah, I can imagine. The guys have told me about the trauma, and of course the trauma to the brain is just, it's never ending, folks. What am I trying to say? Well, I might predict it here. What are we, 2017, 2050? NFL might be toast. You are tuned to the Sports Byline. Take that back. You are tuned to the Johnny Taco Radio Network, of course, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Open phone lines around the planet. Join myself and Zach if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free text line is hot. It's happening. 415-275-1613. That's right. The guilt-free text line. 415-275-1613. I'm the Taco Man, live from San Francisco, California.
The air to left toward the wall.
Hey,
back is Bam!
And ring your bell! Josh Bell, the rookie, walks it off with a three-run opposite field home run. Buccos win it 5-2.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends a go. Domi and Guida.
Shots there by eight. Head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Yes.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Speaking of the WBO, our 30th annual WBO Congress, our convention will go down October 23rd. We are leaving on a cruise ship from Miami, Florida. We're going to Havana, Cuba. We're in the Bahamas. We're going to cruise all around the Caribbean. We're going to have a great, great time. And guess what? You can join us, right? Boxing fans can join us on the WBO cruise. It's a five-day cruise leaving Miami, Florida on Monday the 23rd, coming back that following Friday. We'll go, as I said, to Havana. We'll go to the Bahamas. We'll have some champions on the boat cruise with us. Of course, we expect the winner of the Gennady Golovkin Canelo Alvarez fight. We expect the winner to be on that cruise, of course, October 23rd. Some of the other WBO champions. We also expect possibly, he's probably going to be there. I've been told that Robert Garcia said there's a good chance that Mikey Garcia, that's right, the former three-division WBO champion, a champion at 126 pounds, at 130 pounds, now 135 pounds, now fight at 140 tonight, won a unanimous nod over Adrian Broner. Now 37-0, 30 knockouts, Garcia out of Oxnard, California. Of course, Broner out of Cincinnati, Ohio, now falls to 33-3. It was an unanimous nod across the board. Zach, not a big surprise there, but Adrian Broner, you know, he sort of missed his calling. His calling was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and in the fight, I think he actually did more damage. But the problem with Broner is he doesn't let his hands go. You know, he busted Garcia's nose up in one of the rounds, and you could tell it was bothering him. He went back to the corner and was, like, trying to get it straight. And then in another round, he was doing in the middle of the round kind of trying to get his nose straight again. But Broner just – he's too hesitant to throw punches. He just – he has such a low work rate, and that's what's worked against him in his biggest fights.
It's called laziness. Let me tell you, because when you – I couldn't throw enough punches in a fight. Even when I was tired, you want to win. There's like you're sitting on a needle all the time in a fight. There's somebody sticking a needle in your butt, jamming you to do something. With Broner, it's the opposite. Like he's taking Valium.
Yeah, and – I think he's one of the most frustrating fighters to watch, I got to say, because it's like you see that he has talent, he has hand speed, he has power, but he tries to imitate Floyd, and he's just not Floyd. He just doesn't have those defensive abilities. And to me, it's been clear for years that his best strategy would be to focus on being more of an offensive fighter. But for whatever reason, he wants to employ this defensive strategy, and his defense has just never been the best. He's always been fairly easy to hit.
I had a 117-111, as did one of the judges.
That's a fair score.
Yeah, 116-112 was another score at 8-4 in rounds. Wow, 37-0 now. The kid looks good. What about this guy, Jermell Charlo? Tell me about him.
You know, he's a good fighter. He's one of the Charlo brothers, of course. This was Jermell, right? Jermell is the one who fights at junior middleweight. Mm-hmm. So Jermell fought tonight. I might have messed their names up, but I think that's...
No, you got it right. You got it right.
So he looked pretty good tonight, but you could tell that his opponent, Halen, didn't have his legs underneath him. Like from the first round, you could see that he wasn't able to move his leg. And then they talked about after the fight that he taped his knee up. You know, but the commission made him remove the tape.
Zach, so he was a stiff.
There's something with his knee.
Zach, he was a stiff.
No, that's fair. I mean, his leg was definitely a stiff tonight.
and not the leg that you want to get stiff either. Anyway, of course, Mikey Garcia prevailing on that Showtime card. 12,000 people in the Barclays Center. That's a good crowd, no doubt about that. But they came to see Broner, not Mikey Garcia. Garcia was booed.
Yeah, and then Broner was booed after the fight. I don't know. I don't think the fans were happy with what they saw. And it really was a bit of a lackluster fight. I expected a little more action than that. There were a couple good rounds, though.
But you know what? Here's what's up. When these guys realize, you know, that the entire world's watching them, they just didn't want to. They don't want to step across that line. There's a line that you have to step across that where you take risks. and you take risks in order to gain significant advantage over your guy. But if you're boxing and you're doing okay and you're winning, you know, you really don't want to take that risk. And Broner's not a risk taker to begin with. But if you want to fight and you want to be great, Ray Leonard told me one time, the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter is that a great fighter will gamble to be great.
Yeah, and they, you know, and neither of them really took a lot of risk, but especially not Broner. You know, he wasn't willing to do that. And I think I got to say, I think that if he would have let his hands go more, I really think he would have had a much better chance.
He's a bigger, stronger guy. He had a good shot there. Now we'll switch gears. Let's talk about the world of the UFC. Of course, John Jones now, once again, the UFC light heavyweight champion. Daniel Cormier folding up like a cheap pup tent, of course, in the third round. Got kicked in the head and punches. Was he really crying?
He was crying after the fight. I mean, he cried after their first fight, too. I think he takes the rivalry so personally. And I don't know, I think Jones takes it personally too, but I think for Cormier, it's just humiliating because the whole way that this rivalry started in the first place was because John Jones walked up to Cormier backstage and said, "Oh, you're an Olympic wrestler, huh?" And then he said, "I bet I could take you down." And that's how the whole rivalry started. And yeah, since then, it's just been a tough road for Cormier because he did get taken down by Jones in their first fight.
Yeah. Tyrone Woodley is still the world welterweight champion, a unanimous winner over Damian Maia. No big surprise there. The women's featherweight title on the line. Oh, my God. I really felt sorry for this girl. Chanya Invinger. She fought 135 pounds. They pushed her up to 145 to take on Chris Cyborg Santos. That wasn't fair. In fact, if these girls were gay, Cyborg Santos would have been arrested for domestic violence. It was that bad.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a competitive fight.
It was a mismatch.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Jermaine Durandamy, the grinder, she vacated the belt. I mean, I don't know if I've seen somebody blatantly
vacate. I'm going to ask you right now, Zach. Here's what's up. You are Jermaine Durandamy, and you're going to fight Chris Cyborg Santos. Now, between you and I, would you give up the title, or would you fight her if you were this girl? I would give up the title. I wouldn't fight her. She's going to destroy you. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's that's kind of a no-win situation, huh?
Yeah, no doubt about that. Christina Cyborg Santos was winning that. Now, Robbie Lawler was winning that. Of course, he beat Donald Cerrone. And Robbie Lawler had this to say, post-fight, baby.
We're backstage at UFC 214. There's so much going on right now. I'm with a victorious Robbie Lawler. Robbie, you don't seem like you even want to fight with the expression on your face. What's going through your mind right now?
It was a long training camp, a long road back. I wanted to do better than that. It was a close fight. I thought I could have finished him. I didn't. I'm not out here to get decisions and get fight of the night. So I'm out there to knock people out and finish people. Cowboy was tough as hell tonight. Another one of those fights where the opponent just won't go to sleep for me.
I mean, it was an incredible fight. I know that you're disappointed, but I've got to tell you, fans and everybody who watched couldn't be more thrilled. We wanted five rounds of that. Talk to me about that first round. Was that the intent, knowing he's a slow starter, to come out there and try to get that quick finish?
I like to start fast if I can, and I was just able to hurt him a little bit, stun him a little bit, but I didn't do well to finish him. He was resilient, did a great job of not taking too much damage, and it is what it is, and I got a decision.
You certainly got the victory. Talk to me about the new training camp. You made some changes in this year that you've had off. You now work with Henry Hooft. Kami went with you. Tell me what that's been like. Was it a challenge to step into the octagon with a different corner this time around?
No, the challenge was just getting back in there and get the timing down. We're going to build from here and get better. It's been a long layoff. I've been working, but there's nothing but like competing to get you ready for a fight. And now it's just building from here.
Absolutely. We cannot wait for your next performance. I know that your main priority right now is to go see your friend Matt Hughes, and we wish him all the best. Thank you for spending some time with us. Congratulations, Robbie. We waited a year for this, and to us, you did not disappoint.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Wow. Robbie Lawler, of course, the former welterweight champion in the winner's circle tonight, defeating Donald Cerrone, who was making his 20th fight into the octagon. Now, a bit of a surprise to some people, not to others, Volkan Ozdemir. Of course, he knocked out Jimmy Manua, the hot puncher from the UK. Of course, big left hook, but he telegraphed that like Pepino Cuevas. Manua knocked out in the first round, 42 seconds in. He who lives by the knockout dies by the knockout, Zach?
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise, huh? Because I thought Minoan might be like the next title challenger. But I don't know. He can't string together enough wins, I don't think.
I'll tell you, a guy that looked pretty good. He was on the FX card. This was Ricardo Llamas fighting at 145.
Yeah, he looked good. It was overall, I think this was probably one of the better UFC cards in a while.
Okay, good enough. You know, bottom line is, when you look at the entire card, though, it was a decent card. I mean, it really was. I mean, Jimmy Manua getting knocked out like that, that was a bit of an upset. But this guy, Volkan, he's 15-1. He's 8-0 as a kickboxer. I mean, he's the real deal, it looks like, at light heavyweight, man. He may be the black sheep.
He very well might be. I mean, there's something going on in Eastern Europe, you know, where these guys are just – there's a lot of tough fighters coming out of there in both combat sports.
Okay, Ricardo Llamas was the winner tonight over Jason Yacht. Ultimate Sterling beat Renan Barreo. Renan Barreo coming back, the former Bantamweight champion, hasn't won in a while. Had one comeback fight and he won, but he hasn't done too well since T.J. Dillashaw beat him 3 years ago. And here was a guy that was 33-1. Remember that record, Zach?
I remember that. He had an impressive record, and then it's once he stepped up to the UFC, I don't know, he didn't look quite the same, did he?
No, not at all. Anyway, September the 16th, of course, a big fight in Las Vegas, the T-Mobile Arena. Gennady Golovkin undefeated, taking on the once-beaten Canelo Alvarez. Now everybody's jumping on the Golovkin train, saying that Golovkin's going to win. Golovkin's got the skills. He should be favored, but man, I don't think you can cut short. I think Canelo's a very, very live underdog.
I think that he definitely has a better chance. They waited until Golovkin slowed down a little, you know, so it's a more even fight than it was a couple years ago. But I question Canelo's preparation.
I really don't, because, you know, I watched, I saw some pictures of him after the last fight, 3 weeks after his last fight, and he was already in training again, and he looked cut, and he had cuts in his stomach and the whole nine yards. And usually, I don't want to say this derogatory, but he's a bit of a lazy Mexican between fights. He likes to kick back. You know, Golovkin, when Golovkin comes to training camp, he looks like a bum. He's got a big old fat gut. He's got a beer belly.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he does nothing in between fights. He does nothing. N-O-T-H-I-N-G, exclamation mark, nothing. He doesn't lift up anything but beer mugs.
Well, I mean, at least this last time it appeared that way. I can't speak to his other fights. But all the, you know, all the gym work, that's all good. But Canelo's been fighting a lot of cupcakes. You know,
So here's what's up. Even though I think Golovkin's going to win this fight, I'm going to put a soda on Canelo here with you and me, okay?
All right. Let's make it a Mexican Coke, because those are better anyway.
Yeah, the Mexican Coke or a Mexican Pepsi. Now, let's talk about, because it's got real sugar in it. Now, let's talk about, of course, the fight on August the 26th. I'm talking about the freak show, Conor McGregor unbeaten as a professional fighter because he's never had a pro fight. And Floyd Mayweather 49-0. Why should we take this fight seriously?
Conor sold it. I mean, I don't know if you saw the odds at the beginning. I think were something like 11-1, and then after the press tour, it's down to 4-1.
Yeah, but for the most part, the odds are a bit of a con, because, you know, I mean, they had the odds for Chavez and Canelo about a month and a half ago. I mean, they had it real close. They had it real long. They were playing with the Mexican people because they knew they weren't going to bet on a favorite for short change, but they would bet on an underdog at long odds, and that's just the way people bet. They don't want to bet to win an 8-5 to bet or a 5-8 bet. They want to win an 8-1 bet.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, and that there certainly is something to that, because Vegas doesn't want to lose a bunch of money if McGregor somehow pulls that off.
Your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, we leave Miami, Florida, October 23rd for the 30th annual WBO Boxing Congress Convention. We'll go on a cruise ship. We'll leave the 23rd out of Miami. We'll be gone for 4 days. We'll come back on Friday. We'll go to Havana, Cuba. We'll go to the Bahamas. We're going to have a great time. Some champions be on the boat. This is your last week to get reservations. You need to go to WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. And check out the reservations for the 30th annual cruise to Havana, Cuba. And come with myself, Gennady Golovkin, or Canelo Alvarez, and Zach Attack Young. Zach's not invited. Why? I'll tell you in a little bit. You are tuned to the mighty Johnny Taco Show.
Them belts are mine. Whatever they want to say, and they can say, oh, well, we took the belt, and now it's this guy's belt.
You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real Jose was KO'd, Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the two-way world champion, and that's it. And that's it.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Johnny Taco in the house, folks. This is the Taco Man Radio Show. Zach Attack Young, of course, broadcasting from Beverly Hills down there. Of course, his father, his stepfather, Donald Sterling, the former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, banking his guy there. Now, the old man doesn't want you going to Cuba. How come Donald Sterling said you can't go to Cuba? What's the story on that?
Well, he wants me to smuggle all these cigars, and I don't know if I could do that.
Oh, come! You can do that, man. You got so you're not going to Cuba because you won't smuggle back cigars for the old man.
Well, he's asking for like 500 of them.
That doesn't matter, man. You can listen. You can put those in places people can't see.
I suppose so.
Good luck. Hour number two, Taco Man Radio Show with Shifting Gears. Talk about the great O.J. Simpson, the football player, the murderer. Call him what you want, but O.J. is going to be in depth in hour number two, of course. We'll also take a look at, got some other things to look, take a look at in hour number two. We'll call it the mystery game. Talk about brain damage a little bit more here in hour number two of the Taco Man Radio Show. Coming up right after the news, Taco Man Radio live from San Francisco.